Hello.
Hi, is this Ruben?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ruben, this is Ruben as well at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Perfect.
I tried to call you back, but you didn't answer.
Oh, no worries. Did you have a chance to speak to Penny or the company regarding the delivery dates?
Yes, I did. I talked to a lady because Kenny wasn't there.
Yeah, that's his wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one, if I have a 625A,
mm-hmm.
I believe, on the third week of July.
Okay.
That might work. I mean.
Okay. And you said you were taking on a new project, a new apartment job, correct?
That is correct.
Was it 60 units or 600 units?
No, 600.
600, okay. One thing I wanted to ask you is, I saw that you currently have a loan with a company called On Deck Capital. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct.
And you've done, I think you've done a few loans with them, correct?
Yeah, I'm a good customer.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry, you got to say that. I could barely hear it. Say that once more, please.
I said that I'm a good customer of On Deck.
So you've done a few loans with them, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. The one question I actually know who On Deck is. I actually have some friends that work over there. I did notice, though, you know, a lot of the customers that I work with, sometimes when they take on these larger projects, they are looking for some more capital. Give me 1 second, please, here. I'm sorry, 1 second. Someone's beeping through. I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I just had a question for you. Your current payment with them, it's a daily payment loan, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and it looks like you probably did what's called a renewal a few months ago where they gave you some money to pay off the old loan, and then you got the remainder, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I want to make sure we get the SAW done first, so just what I'm doing is I've already submitted the file. I should have your approval later today or first thing tomorrow morning. I'll call you at a good time to go over some options. What time do you work until today?
Probably 8 o'clock.
All right, well, same here. Welcome to my life. I did want to ask you, though, some of the customers I do work with, they're always looking for more capital, especially on some of these bigger jobs. Are you looking for any additional capital at this time?
Not right now. I'm trying to make it with what I have. It's just the machine that I need it. I mean, that's bottom line.
I'm saying for the new job, are you looking for any additional working capital right now, or is it just the machine?
Just the machine, but if they give me more, because right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 apartment complexes.
Okay.
But now they're talking about giving me a lot more than that. So
okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a relationship-based lender, so there's no pressure. If you need some additional capital, you can always come to us. Can I ask you, though, do you know what term length On Deck did for you? Was it a year? Was it 6 months? Was it 9 months? What was the terms?
Nine months.
And do you know the whole original loan amount, like your current loan amount and payback?
No, I got to look it up. I don't know.
Okay.
No. I can look it up.
Like,
all I
got to
do is look it up.
Yeah, absolutely. When you have a chance, look it up. The reason I mention this is the following. On Deck's a really, really good company. I have a lot of respect for what they do, but we actually specifically specialize in the stone industry. And so for a lot of our stone-based customers, we're able to give them some programs that are sometimes better than their current offers for working capital. And what that means is we can give them more money, a longer time frame, and a lower cost of money, a lower interest rate than their current working capital loan. So if that's something you need, I'd be more happy to go with. I'm sorry?
Now you're talking my language. Yeah. Yeah.
I would tell you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been interested in getting a lower cost, you know. You know the industry. You know how competitive it is.
I've got a really good track record, knock on wood, so people are pretty happy dealing with me because I'm not really aggressive. I'm just here to make their transaction flow smoothly. I actually enjoyed working with your friend Juan. I helped him out on a few transactions. But if you want, when you have a chance, just pull your OnDeck contract, and if you could give me a call back with the numbers, basically what the whole loan amount was on your most recent transaction, what your whole loan amount was. I've obviously got the daily payment and just the payback. That'd be great because I know your daily payment. I know if it's over 9 months what your payback is. I just don't know the amount you borrowed.
I'll get you that info as soon as I get to my...
Okay, and then tomorrow we can probably go over loan documents and different options for the saw and probably place the order tomorrow, okay?
Okay, question that I have for the lady that she couldn't answer. Does this machine comes with a phase converter? You convert single phase to 20 to a three phase to 20.
For a power source?
Answer that. Yes, sir. That's important.
All right, so you're looking, so you want to see if it can convert from single phase
to three phase.
To three phase. Okay, from single phase to three phase. And what was the second part?
Well, she thought that it was included in the machine, but I need to make sure. If not, we need to make sure that we get a phase converter.
How much does the phase converter cost approximately?
Usually, if you buy it by yourself, about $3,800, okay. Somewhere around there.
Okay. Yeah, let me get that answer for you before we do documents tomorrow, and we can clarify that, okay?
Yeah, I wish I could have all the ink from that machine. I mean, I'm going to try to go online in a little bit and get all the info, you know?
But you're looking for the one that's about 38 grand, this little smaller one, correct? Or am I wrong?
No. The kind right here, no, you're wrong. It's the same one that Juan has.
The 625A?
625A.
Okay. And did she give you a delivery date on that? Or not approximate date?
She told me third week of July, but you know, you might want to ask her.
For the 625A, yeah, let me double check on that, and then I'll be in touch with you a little later to get this moving, if not tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Ruben.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother.